This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is a great day in Boston if you're a Red Sox fan. Alex Bregman is a member of the Local 9. He's going to likely play second base. He's going to hopefully hit 20-plus home runs and 20-plus doubles and put up great numbers at Fenway Park and earn that $40 million a year that he's making. And to talk about it now, joining Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI Afternoons, we got Ted Johnson.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
The Houston to Boston train continues.
How about this? I'm kind of where Fitzy is today in my level of enthusiasm.
Okay.
I'm very optimistic. You know, I think part of it is Fitzy and Andy and you guys is just that I'm tired of bashing the Red Sox. Like they finally when I started the show with you guys a few weeks ago, I was hot on Alex Bregman. I covered him when I was in Houston for a long time. We're gonna have my buddy Sean Pendergast, who's excellent at his job. He's a morning guy there at Sports Radio 610 in Houston. We were doing afternoon shows for a long time when, you know, the Astros won it in 2017. And so Alex came in came into the bigs in 2016, and he started 0-30. He couldn't get a hit for his first 30 hits.
He went 30 at-bats without a hit.
To start his career.
Hard to get happy after that.
And then it all turned around, right? And so it and Alex has had a great career. So I'm a fan of his. I'm a fan of his, just his swagger, his confidence. He's an excellent third baseman. Like, just the ball.
How about second baseman?
You know, we're going to find out.
They say defense travels in the NFL, boys, right? So can it travel all the way across the diamond?
Yeah. But second's easier.
Right. Well, second is. It is easier.
And you knock the ball down, and you still have time.
The
to
hot
throw
corner's not so easy. But Ted, like from your time there, post game interviews, just, you know, fans, people in the know, and everyone else you get to talk to at meet and greets and such. What's the color of the personality? I keep hearing like great locker room vibes, tremendous leader, way better dude than you'd expect or think.
Oh, he's a pretty chill, low key guy, but he has a strong presence. And he's just well liked, well respected. I wouldn't say there's anything in his personality that you can really pick at or anything. He's a pretty stable, normal, you know, guy.
So this team has lacked a leader, a spokesman for a little while now. I think Xander Bogaerts was the last guy that really held that title. Then you had the post-Pedroia era and like sort of that world. Mm-hmm. Devers, by all accounts, including the managers, doesn't want to be the spokesman, the face of the team, the leader, even though he's got the $300 million contract that you would think would bring that title.
That's part of the job, you would think.
You think Alex Bregman will be the leader of this clubhouse in 2025?
I think it's very possible, yes. I think it feels as if he would be the obvious guy.
Yeah. Position
player, everyday player, great hitter, accomplished.
Yep.
A champion, right? World Series champ. So I think, yes, I do. A lot of it will just depend on how does he you know, ingratiate himself with the fan base? Do they accept him? Does Alex, is there a vibe between him and the fans? And I think the sooner he can feel ownership and get excited about being a Red Sox, and it sounds like he's going to be. I think this is where he really wanted to go. What, you had Detroit, Toronto were two other places possibly he could go. But ultimately, he really wanted to come here. And I love that there is a connection with Alex Cora. And I think that's a good thing. And my guess is Alex is going to bring him into his office and say, Alex, I want you to be the leader. I want you to take a leadership role.
Yeah.
You're part of that. Part of that being overpaid. You know what it was. You know, he was looking at his. He wanted a 6-7 year deal worth $27 million, and he's getting a 3-year deal worth $40 million. So he's getting a lot of money in these first few years. And I think you listen to Harold Reynolds. I think he's right. I don't think he'll opt out because of the money is so good. But part of that overpayment, at least for these first couple of years, is. And kind of bring some leadership. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I think I'm hoping that he'll bring. You need a guy, an older guy, with all these influx of young players coming in to kind of show him the ropes. You need a Crash Davis for your Nuke LaLoosh.
You also need him to hit because if he goes 0 for his first 30, now he's not a young player anymore.
Right. That was 2016, a long time ago.
If you're making $40 million a year, that doesn't mean you immediately become the leader if you're not producing. It's hard to lead, especially in a new environment, if you're struggling, if you're scuffling a little bit. So I think he needs to, I mean, everybody always wants to get off to a hot start and all that, but if he's going to be the guy, the clubhouse guy, the face, the spokesman, the leader of the Red Sox, I think that's even more pressure to get off to a good start.
Let's let it happen organically, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I felt like...
Well, there's no other options. That's the other thing. There's sort of a void there.
I mean, who would be the...
Jarren Duran?
Well, I was thinking Trevor Story, but he gets hurt all the time. Oh, and
screw
he's,
Trevor Story.
Whoa, wait a second.
He's an accomplished player before he came in and got hurt. Makes a lot of money. Plays shortstop.
Can't lead the club from the tub.
I hear you.
As your boy Willie McGinnis would kind of say.
But Jarren Duran, I would say he's still a little bit too young. But although, you know what? Hey, the way he plays his style, you know, he improved his play in the outfield. He's a better hitter. He's an exciting player. I think going into his fourth year of the in the big leagues or fifth year. It's probably Jarren Duran's time, too.
And he had the best year. Yeah. I mean, he was, finished eighth in the MVP voting.
He had one of the great offensive seasons we've seen in baseball in the last 25 years. It's just that, unfortunately, the rest of the team wasn't able to be as dynamic or consistent. And if there is anyone who I would say this is their team, it's definitely Jarren Duran, Ted. I agree with that 100%. But what Alex Bregman may do is, like you were saying, like, look, I paid you three quarters for your baseball, including cleaning up the defense in the infield, and 25% you get overpaid. Yeah, to go out there, talk to the media, teach these guys how to do it the right way. I think everyone, like we were talking first hour, Andy, that will benefit defensively and offensively from Alex Bregman being there will also benefit emotionally, logistically, in terms of just like how to do it the right way, how to be a professional, how to be a top-tier guy going about his business because, like, that's what Bregman did for a decade down in Houston.
And don't you think, Fitzy, too, it's the profile of the team. You have a lot of potential, you know, the hope is superstars that are going to be coming up from the farm, coming out from out of that cornfield and onto your field, and they're going to...
Ted, we built it. They better come.
That's right. And so you need guys, you need some older veterans to show them the ropes. Maybe that was part of the problem with Tristan Casas. He just, you know, he doesn't have anybody to take him by the neck and say, hey, kid, this is how you do it. These are, learn your cliches.
Yep.
These are your shower shoes. You know, dress properly. You know, don't be taking your shirt off when you're out there warming up, that kind of stuff. Those things make a difference when you have older, accomplished veterans that the young guys look up to.
And I think it takes pressure off of guys that don't want to be leaders because you know how clubhouses work. Like media falls in line. They realize, oh, I talked to him post game and I talked to him post game because he doesn't really want to talk. He doesn't really want to say anything. And if Bregman and Duran step up and they're available for 10 minutes after every game, everybody else can just go about their business. Oh, I'm going to eat. I'm Devers. I'm going to shower. I'm going to go home. You know, maybe when I hit 3 home runs, I'll talk that day and just, you know, have a funny quote about something. Mm-hmm. But I think it takes a lot of pressure off others if guys fall into those roles.
And didn't we also learn yesterday, or at least get the vibes that somebody like Crochet, he didn't seem like, he didn't look, he wasn't staring at his shoes. He wasn't sweating when he was doing his media avail yesterday. He actually looked pretty comfortable. Like, I think he's going to love talking after a win, and I think he's going to own it if he gets lit up one night as well. So now you've got even more faces, more sound bites, Andy, more people that want to be the face of this team as opposed to these last couple years where there was a lot of reluctant, quote, leadership.
Alex Cora was already talking about the fact that the new guys were fitting in so quickly. Now, obviously, Bregman wasn't part of that group, but we also know Cora loves Bregman, and
yeah.
I don't think he'll have any qualms about how quickly he'll fit in as well when he gets his physical done and he's in camp and starting that process. So 617-779-7937, let's mix in the callers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go to David in Florida. He's been holding on for a while here. What are your thoughts on Alex Bregman joining the Red Sox, David?
How are we doing, gentlemen? First of all, Bregman has to play third base. It's just that simple. And the reason why I say that is what happened to Grisham? I mean, he's supposed to be a very good player, too. They got him last year for sale.
Yep.
So give him second base. You put Devers in, like everything you've been saying, and everything Keith and Adam have been saying in the previous show, it just makes too much sense.
So where does Yoshida go? David, where does Yoshida go?
You get rid of him.
Oh,
you get rid of him.
Okay. We're just eating that $20 million?
Get rid of him.
Yeah, Who was that other pitcher they got from Pittsburgh last year at the trading deadline that they sent to the minors? I can't remember his name.
They got Richard Fitz from the Yankees, I believe. I'm not sure which pitcher you're speaking reference to.
There was a pitcher they got last year. I thought it was from Pittsburgh.
Who Quinn Priester.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Nailed it.
That guy's supposed to have some...
I was going to pull that one out.
You win the bonus round.
Thank you.
Thanks
for the call, David. I agree with the idea that in an ideal world, Rafi Devers is your DH.
Yep.
And Alex Bregman's at third base, and either Christian Campbell or Vaughn Grissom or somebody's at second base in an ideal world. But right now you have Yoshida, and you pay him a lot of money, and he can perform, and Devers can play third. I don't think it's ideal. I think he'd be healthier and probably a better hitter if you got him off of third. But for the here and now, until you convince somebody to take Yoshida for 12 cents on the dollar or reach the point where you just say the guy can't play in the field, he's not that good at DH, he's kind of blocking our desired lineup, and you just DFA him, cut ties with him, eat the money and run. I think for right now, you have Bregman at second base.
And I'm willing to kind of go down this line of thinking that, you know, I think the presence of Trevor Story, stability at the shortstop, stability at Alex at second base, Costas at first, like that Devers will raise his play up. Like, you know what?
He can play.
But when it comes to his playing,
as long as he doesn't
defense,
get hurt. No, I know.
I'm just saying the defense, I think, will be
mediocre.
Better.
It'll be mediocre.
Because of the guys he's playing with. I think, you know, the double play, it'll be more.
He's still going to sail throws. He has throws where he just sails them, and it's like, oh, well.
I'll throw one more thing out there. Alex Cora, I've been hearing him say this week that the Red Sox have obviously gotten better pitching on their roster this year, correct?
Absolutely.
So better pitching leads to better defense.
Well, they're big on they have more guys that can throw hard and create swings and misses, which inherently, if a guy strikes out, that means the third baseman can't possibly make an error, right? So if you have more strikeouts, more swings and misses, you have the opportunity to be better defensively. If you solidify second base, you have the opportunity to be better defensively. Remember early last year when Hamilton was playing short and he was terrible at shortstop?
He was super not good at the position.
Right.
But what other options did they have?
Right.
Bring your kids to the field and try out for short night?
So I think they are going to be better defensively. Are they better defensively with Bregman at third? Right. But they're better with Bregman at third. I agree with that. But I think you're a better baseball team for the here and now as you're built, probably having Devers stay at third for a little while.
So what do you want? What would you like to see work out, fellas? Do you want to see dream scenario to me, Sox fan trying to raise kids that are half as passionate about the Red Sox as I've been in such a lunatic way my whole life. Do you want to see Bregman at third, a healthy Story at short, and Campbell at second? Or do you want to see Grissom start the season and give Campbell a little more time on the farm?
Oh, I don't care. Whichever one wins it. I think they're both. So Grissom had a lost season last year. They were really high on him. It's why they made the trade. They thought they got a good return for Chris Sale. Now, obviously, they didn't. He goes out and has a Cy Young caliber year.
Of course he does.
Grissom
gets
hurt.
Playoffs, so.
Yeah, but I don't really care. I mean, probably Campbell, because all we've heard about Campbell is he could be the next big thing.
Right.
Barry Bonds, this whole blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And if he's that good, I'd like to see him win the job, take the bull by the horns, get out there, you know, pull a Dustin Pedroia, win a batting title, like do all these crazy things right out the gates. That would probably be my preference. But I also think the Story at short, well, Fitzy, you've said it like five times. You know, Story will be good at short until Marathon Monday or until May 1st or
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Fingers
Whatever.
Are crossed.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have to move some things around. You're going to have to figure some things. Okay, now I got to figure out who's playing short or moving some things around. So there will be moving pieces. Yes, Dan Ball.
You know who I think is going to play short if Trevor Story ends up going down inevitably?
Marcelo Mayer.
Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman.
That's what we said right at the top of the show. I'm glad you agree, Dan.
We just don't want to play Marcelo Mayer. He was the second coming of freaking Honus Wagner.
Too many injuries. Let him sit down there and cook.
Is he ready to go?
He needs like one full minor league year without any injuries to just get used to the rigors of 162
Completely
games.
Agree.
We'll see. He's not quite there yet. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone calls. Steve in Springfield might have some concerns in the face of all this optimism about the Red Sox. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Overall, I'm optimistic, confident they'll make the playoffs, but one area of concern that I do have is the back end of the bullpen. I'm a little worried that Liam Hendricks and Aroldis Chapman are not going to be the pitchers that they were in their prime, and that's going to... They're only like a shell of themselves. Well, that's an area of concern for the team. That's all I wanted to say. I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve. It is my biggest concern about the 2025 Boston Red Sox is the bullpen, the closer role. Actually, more the closer role than the bullpen. I think they have the chance for Alex Cora to piece together a pretty good bullpen here, even without Kenley Jansen and Chris Martin being gone. But I am a big believer that good teams, great teams, contending teams have closers. They don't have committees and roles and figure it out and this kind of thing. And
I tend to agree.
I don't know if Liam Hendricks is ready to be a closer again full-time for a full season. We'll see. I don't think Aroldis Chapman is a closer full-time, full season. I know they're talking up Slayton. There's different opportunities. I had the little gullible Andy dream of Mason Miller, the A's closer who throws like 105, but they kept him. They want him pitching in that minor league ballpark they're going to be in for the next 3 years out in Oakland. So which is fine. Maybe they'll change their tune at the All-Star break or something, and you can make that move. Because that's the other thing. Is the way this team is built, not only are they built to compete for a playoff spot, they're built to be added to at the trade deadline. There absolutely. We should not be having conversations about, are they buyers or sellers? It should be, they've put themselves in a position, but they lack X. And whatever X is, if that's the closer, if that's the setup guy, if that's, you know, depth in the starting rotation, if it's a utility infielder, whatever it may be at that time, they absolutely should be buyers at the trade deadline. And I do think bullpen slash closer could be a role they'll be looking for.
Could be. But at the same time, Hendricks was looking good, or at least reports were good at the end of last season. That was 5 months ago. Now he's had another whole offseason to recover from the surgery, a full, healthy spring training. So you'd like to think that maybe all the time for the TJ surgery, as well as the rehab, to build his strength back up would put him in a prime position to, like, it's his job to lose. He should be physically in a prime position to grab this and run with it.
I absolutely think it's his job to lose. Alex Cora made a point the other day down in Florida of, we have not told anybody anything in terms of, you're the closer, you're the setup guy, you're next in
probably
line.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, especially when you don't have a Hall of Fame closer like Kenley Jansen or the guys they've had often over the years, right? You have some guys that are dealing with different circumstances in their pitching careers. So I think that's probably smart. My guess is if you got truth serum, Alex Cora, he hopes that Fitzy's right. He hopes that, you know, six outings into spring training, it's quite obvious who the closer is. It's Hendricks, and we all move along, and Chapman knows his role, and everybody falls in line behind him. But I think you got to let that play itself out in February.
I think so, too. And I would think if they get off to a hot start, they're looking good, and one of the key problems is closer, there will be enough pressure on the team, and you've invested in an Alex Bregman and some other guys this offseason, that you are going to do what it takes to get one at the trade deadline. And I just want to put a piggyback off the point y'all were making, and Fitzy was really kind of hammering this, and I agree. There's hope for the first time in years.
Absolutely.
At least 5 years. I mean, going back to, I don't know, I can't quite remember going into the spring training of 2019, coming off a World Series win, exactly what the feeling was, but definitely that had all subsided in 2020. This team.
It's been a long time.
So since 2020 till now, it was very hard to get excited for this team. Now it's hard not to get excited with this team. They might not. They still might be another right-handed bat away, maybe a closer away, but they're a hell of a lot closer than maybe a lot of us thought they'd be last November.
And the first step, Fitzy, they should be entertaining.
Acceptance?
No. Yeah. Yes, well, yes. Okay. I'm accepting that they should be entertaining.
They should be.
There you go, Andy.
Right?
Yeah. There's, welcome.
And I think the negative Nelly weed smoking texter from earlier, if Jaron Duran has a step back, well, okay, maybe he has a little step back. Well, what if Bregman has a step forward? And what if Bregman is as good as we think he can be? And by the way, Tristan Casas was a nothing burger last year. What if Tristan Casas has the kind of year everybody hoped he was going to have last year? So you can do the negative law of averages, or regress to the mean, or whatever the dorky people say. You can do the negative part of that. What about the positive part of that? What about, I don't know, what if Devers doesn't hurt both his shoulders and hits 39 to 40 bombs, right? What if that happens and he's not battling shoulder injuries all season long and looking like a shell of himself half the year?
That would be massive. And to the text line, of course, you can call us at the same number you can text us, which is 617-779-7937. 413 texter must be smoking the reverse of whatever led to that negative Nelly texter earlier. 413, trade Casas and Yoshida for Vladdy. Listen, like where your head is at, gonna probably have to add a lot to get that deal done. But more importantly, Ted, 603 texter, it's gonna put Sox fans in the seats this year instead of tourists.
Yep.
Changes the atmosphere of Fenway. Couldn't agree more. When we are doing some of our broadcasts from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio this year, and we see all the fans outside, instead of a nonstop parade of Dodgers fans and Mets fans, or even freaking Marlins fans, lol, who am I kidding, or Astros fans, or Dodgers fans, or somebody else, now guess what you're going to see? More Sox jerseys than opponents' jerseys out on Lansdowne Street, on Jersey Street, all around the Fenway. Thank the freaking maker.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.